Well, Jason picked up this week's business section in the Sun News yesterday and learned something new. Who knew?
Yeah, who knew? Horns? Some of the best French horns in the world are made right here in Las Cruces.
Right here in Las Cruces?
Right here in Las Cruces.
How did you come across this story?
Actually, I learned about this story through my friends at SCORE because, as it turns out, this business turned to SCORE to get some help back during the economic lean times to keep them going. Kind of an interesting story. Jim and Cora Patterson, they founded Patterson Horn Works in 1997 in California. They made their first custom French horn around 2010. Moved to Las Cruces about 2005.
So these are custom made.
Custom made. This is old world craftsmanship. They get the bells and the valves from Germany, and then they assemble here and make all of the other parts here, and their horns. They're featured in orchestras around the globe. They're in the New York Metropolitan Opera. They're in, Singapore, Canada, Australia, the National Opera in Washington, D.C. When the Presidential Marine Band plays, it's on a Patterson horn. And also closer to home, Las Cruces and El Paso symphonies use their horns.
Interesting. And so this company's been around since 97, and it started in California. How did they come to be in Las Cruces?
Well, Cora is from here in New Mexico, and they got the opportunity to move back. And she says that Las Cruces is a really good place for them because most of their clientele is global and it's shipped. And the work that they do needs to be sort of uninterrupted. They don't need a lot of foot traffic coming in. So they've got their home workshop out on the East Mesa, and that's where all the magic happens. They started off doing around 10 horns a year or so. Now they're up to doing 40 horns, and we're talking horns that start around 2,000 and run up pretty close to 20. These are some fancy, fancy French horns.
Well, my daughter plays clarinet, and, you know, the price ranges for clarinets alone, it's very wide-ranging. It just depends on the level that you want to play on.
Exactly. And these guys are top of the list when it comes to that. And then I think it was around 2008, you know, when we hit the economic downturn, they felt it as well because that's, you know, a high-end item is sometimes one of the first one to fall off. So they turned to the folks here at SCORE, here in Las Cruces. This is, for folks who don't know, largely made up of retired businessmen and women who volunteer their time to go in and work with businesses, either to set up a new business.
It's a great organization.
It's a great organization, and this is really one of their local success stories. They got with Mark Suri over there, and they said that Mark gave them homework every week, and they ended up getting this business plan developed, streamlining everything in their system, and ended up being able to take this business plan then to a bank and get a loan to get them through that lean time. And now they're back up and running better than they ever have been. I was talking to Mr. Suri about this, and he says that, you know, they have doubled or more their production and their profitability with SCORE's help.
Good for them. Let's move on to something about getting her done.
Getting her done. Carrie Hamlin over at the Green Chamber. You know, if you follow her on Facebook, you may know that she went to Chicago to see Hamilton recently. And there's one statement in there where the actors say that, you know, they're going off to Alexander Hamilton and the Marquis de Lafayette. They're singing about going off to fight the Battle of Yorktown. And they say to each other, immigrants, we get the job done. Mm-hmm. And Carrie said that really struck a chord with her because we live that every day here in Las Cruces. You know, according to a report by the Perryman Group, if all undocumented immigrants were removed from New Mexico, our state would lose $1.8 billion in economic.
Billion with a B.
Billion with a B in economic activity. Little over $809 million in gross state product and about 12,000 plus jobs. You know, they contribute, the immigrants, documented or undocumented, they contribute to our local economy. Immigrants in New Mexico have about $3.4 billion in spending power and contribute very significantly to our state's economy. And she points out that not only do they add to our culture, are they part of our tradition, they're very valuable in our economy, they're a linchpin in our economy. And it's something to consider as, you know, we as a nation deal with this immigration debate.
The next column I read with great interest, paying for college. I've got a senior in high school this year. Yeah,
this is one you should pick up and read. Summer Rose Nolan gave us some points for paying for college. And just real quickly, they boil down to stay in state, if you can at all.
That's what we're encouraging my daughter to do.
Max out your financial aid, not loans, but your financial aid, grants, scholarships, things like that. Attend a junior college to start. Share the load. You know, ask your family for help when you can. And most importantly, think outside the box. Lots of creative ways to help pay for college. You can borrow against the cash value of a life insurance policy. Lots of other ways. So some good tips from Summer on that this
week. Great read. Thank you, Jason.
My pleasure as always.